The words he uses in Greek to describe the collection are koine. Koine means fellowship. It means group, community. This church was described by their contribution. And I don't mean just by their money and all, by their contribution to the community within the church and all. And that was important to Paul. He wanted to express the church how important that was. It's interesting because in verse 4, he goes on to say something to the effect of, it depends on which translation you use, if it is worthy, I will go with you when you deliver the this. So if, what do you say? In one way, Paul's saying, this is the way you should be described by this giving, and if it's worthy, then I will go with you when you deliver it, if it's enough. I think that's a little humorous to me, Paul saying, if it's enough, I'll go along to deliver it. So I'm not going to tell you that after today, but something to think about. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and get out of the way. Please join me in worshiping in the peculiar manner of Quakers.
You know, and looking at the, we turned on? Okay. And looking at the three missions that we have here that we're basically going to split the money with, I look at any of the three of them, and I've said, if somebody made a suggestion like this in church today, how many of us would be prepared to say, yeah, let's do that? You know, all three of them are like, oh, no, wait. We couldn't do that. We're too small of a group. We don't have enough members. We don't have enough money. But they got started, and they built. And the next time something like this comes up, will we be listening and help it get started? I'm very thankful for all three of these missions. I think they're doing great work, and it's just wonderful that we can be a part of it.
I guess I am very thankful for the people that have the heart to start these missions and to work through them, not only the ones that we're speaking of today, but also the ones that we have through the FUM in several countries. We are blessed that the God calls us to do that and that we have the heart for local missions and missions in the United States, but I'm thankful for all of you, for our leadership, and for just having a glorious God that loves us, gives us peace, and comfort. That's it.
Well, I'm thankful that we could celebrate my dad's life well lived 2 months ago, and I'm thankful to have David and Lady and Maria and Camila and Christian here. It's just such a blessing to have them close by and to work with them. And I'm thankful for this church that surrounds Lady and prays for her as we've done for many, many others over the years. And I'm also thankful for this church for the people, young people that grew up in this church and moved on to other areas to be doctors and lawyers and professors and teachers and just good citizens and good Christians all over the country. And I'm especially thankful for those of us that are left here to continue the legacy. And I put my check in the wrong offering plate, so somebody had to figure that out.
Well, as many of you know, Joe and I will be leaving soon to go to a warmer climate, I hope. And, you know, as I look around the church, since we attend church down there with 70-plus people age-wise, it's nice to look around here and see the young families we have attending this church. You know, it makes me think that this church is going to survive and be here for a long time yet. So God's going to continue to bless this congregation by the young members we have here and the way they've taken a lead in what's going on here. So I'm blessed with that, and I'll let my wife talk about how blessed we are.
I'm looking down here, and somebody ought to come and talk to this boy, because he's part of the former video, I think. So, this morning on the way out, I was thinking, you know, I don't have anything to say. I'll let Tom talk. He's a real talker, I'll tell you. But, you know, as I was passing by the Willows, as I came around to church, and I said, Lord, if there's something you want me to say, okay. So I flipped my radio on to KNWS and the AM station, because they have, you know, guys that talk. And trying to think who it was. Chip Ingram, I think, that was speaking. And he's not among my favorites, because I think I overdosed on him a few years ago. But he said, one of the things he said was, let's see if I can get these words right, God's love is not dependent on our performance, which I thought was, you know, and then he expounded on that. But I thought, man, that's really true. God doesn't care how much money we're going to put in here this morning. God doesn't really care if we put it in or not. God doesn't care if we pray to him for 2 hours every morning or 15 minutes twice a day or whatever we do. God loves us anyway. All of the things that we do that some people sort of think to make him love us are just to keep us on the right path so that we will keep our eyes focused on him. So I'm glad that God has led Tom and I to this church and to Center Street Baptist Church, which, you know, the Baptists, but they're peculiar, too. They have peculiar worship ways. And we had a Thanksgiving offering last week, and I just wanted to tell you what they used their offering for this time. Was there's a young lady in the church. She's like mid-30s, not married. She's followed God's leading into missions. She's been on several missions trips, and this is where she's going. She's going to go to South Carolina. What a mission, huh? Going to South Carolina and join a team that will be preparing missionaries for service, which needs to be done. You don't just all of a sudden walk out into China and you're a missionary, you know. So that's what she's going to do, and we're just very blessed to be able to send her on her mission. So that's where she needed outfit and passage, I think they used to call it, but that's what they're doing. So I'm glad to be able to participate in 4 different mission needs for this season. And bless you all for the winter. If you're in Apache Junction, come and see us.
Well, at one point I put the Bible away because I didn't think I was supposed to say anything today, because I could not remember the Bible verse. But then it came to me, and then I thought, oh, maybe I am supposed to say this. But my favorite Bible verse is Psalms 139, or one of my favorites. My frame was hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And I'm just thankful for the children, and I'm thankful for our sweet little grandbaby that's being formed right now. And oftentimes I think about how precious it must be to have the Lord whispering in that little baby's ears. We won't know whether it's a boy or a girl until it arrives, but boy, it doesn't get any more special than that, and knowing who's holding it and loving it and whispering in its ears. And I'm sorry we lose that, but I look at the little babies and how precious that is to know that they were in the presence of the Lord before they came to us to be gifted. I'm thankful for my brother and my two sisters that are here today. How precious that when marriages, that you get blessed with more and more family.
I'm thankful for Chris Springer and Sue Hoover letting me teach rotation Sunday school with them, and I'm thankful for the kids in our class.
I'm catching my breath. I'm glad I don't get called out on animal control too often, but this morning was one, so anyway.
Tell them what it was.
I was a bat in the nursery, but anyway, I'm thankful for a new granddaughter this year and for all the little kids around. It's great to have that in the church. And also on Wednesday night, we have a packed house full, and it's kind of chaos with all the youth here, but that's good to see. It's good to have that problem. Thank you.
Well, I'm thankful for all my family, and I'm thankful for my church family, and I just hope we have another great year.
I'm thankful for all of you, a wonderful church family. I'm grateful for this building where we can come and gather together, and we can learn and grow together and serve together. Also thankful for my own family and good health. So many things to be blessed that we're blessed with.
I'm especially thankful today for all of you, both present today and in the past. I've worshipped here now for 63 years, so I've known a lot of you and a lot of you past. Also, in thoughts of thankfulness and praise and prayer, I think of music. I'm not going to try to sing anything, but there's one line of an old song which was very popular with men's quartets, probably still is today, but the opening line for me says it all. Secure and peaceful is my sleep, for thou, O Lord, do my soul keep.
All right, so usually my husband pointed out I make him talk, and he apparently doesn't like that. So I'm going to say a few words, but if I can't make it through, I might have to have him go. I just wanted, some of you may know, the last couple of years we've worked with the high school kids on Wednesday night. And when we started, it was just a group of three or four kids from here, and now we have the Promise Academy kids coming. And they are a wonderful addition, but they come with a lot of hurt and a lot of baggage. And it's been a great experience, so I'm thankful that I get to do that.
All right. I wasn't exactly ready yet, but Danny said she was ready to talk, and she never is, so I thought we should come up. You know, as I think back on the last year, I'm just, I have so many things to be thankful for. Our family looks different than a lot of other people's families, but I don't think that makes us any less blessed. It gives us opportunities to share our time with other people's children and share our love and support with, instead of one or two, quite a few others. And that's an awesome opportunity for us. It gets to give us an opportunity to get to know a lot of people, not only in our church, but around the state, with her working out at camp and working with the youth and young adult. It just gives us opportunities to meet people and share the love of Jesus with everyone that we interact with in the best of our ability. And I just think that's a nice thing to be thankful for. And then at the end of the day, we get to go home and it's a little quieter and we can relax. So I just, of course, am thankful for every person that's, not just you guys that are here today, but everyone that's walked through this door. They've had an impact on our life, and we're just thankful for the opportunities that that's given us.
Yeah, I didn't think I had much to say, and then I think all these thousands of things I could be thankful for. If you pause a minute, there's lots to be thankful for. I'm thankful for a wife that supports me in most of what I do. You know, got grandkids that we're happy, you know, and thankful for. We got you guys. I know a few people around the state that I'm thankful for because they're just a positive influence on my life. It's like we talked in Sunday school. You got this narrow road we try to walk, but we fall off a lot. You know, and there are people out there to help keep you there. You know, thankful that I'm going to be farming again another year, making a living, hopefully. I'm thankful that you guys let me come up here and share music with you every little bit. You know, that's quite a blessing. It's really hard to describe how much that, you know, is good for me. So thank you.
I'm thankful for my family.
Well, Joe mentioned Psalm 139, I believe, and it's kind of a favorite of mine, too, but I was looking toward the last of it where it says, "Search me and know my heart, O God," and I'm thankful that he does, that he knows my heart, that he can, that he knows that even sometimes when I fail in my walk, he knows my heart is for him and wants to be faithful to him. And the last is, "And lead me in the way everlasting," and thank God he does. He is leading me. One of the things I'm very, very thankful for here is the faithfulness, the education of Larry and Danielle here in the church and in the yearly meeting at camp and all. It means a great deal to a grandmother and grandfather to see their grandchildren involved this way.
Well, I was thinking a little bit about a lot of things I could be thankful for, and you realize what it gets right here. The gifts, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, what wonderful blessings. God is with me every day. sometimes I don't appreciate that as much as I should, but I love the Lord. And I thank him for my emotional feelings. For these years we've had together, a good many. We're thankful for each one. They're important in their life together and the generations that follow. I hope that we can continue to be a good example for them.
I'm thankful for my family and thankful for my church family and just how things work out, you know, as far as I'm not the best at really being appreciative of the trials and the hardships at the time, but as you work through, you can see the blessings in some of those things. And I'm a bit of a slow learner, but I'm thankful that I tend to see it eventually.
I'm thankful for my family and the church family and my job, and we made it another year.
I'm thankful for my family and my friends and, like, things I have. No.
Thankful to have a Sunday off from Matt. No, honestly, I appreciate Matt, and I knew it wouldn't make it long, but this community is amazing. Every single person that heard about Ladies News has reached out to us. We moved quite a bit after I was, say, 3 years in Philly, 4 years in L.A., 6 years in Chicago, and in between Iowa State, Lady was in Texas, I lived in Mexico, and we've had people from every single spot reach out. And they say attitude is everything, and we've tried to maintain a positive one. So I'm kind of glad she's downstairs, but she's everything to me. Maria makes our life possible, so we love her so much. Being here with Dad, working with Dad, having free labor from my Uncle Don, it's great. Just the opportunities we have. God is good. This country is amazing. If you've never left or if you don't have any personal experience with people that grew up with what we grew up without, what we don't even think about, it's mind-boggling what they overcome, what she overcame. I am so proud of my wife. I am so thankful, and I love her so much. And we're going to get through it. And I have full confidence in the doctors, but more than the doctors, I have full confidence in God. And we're going to be around for a long time, and I'm very thankful for the years that we are already looking forward to. So thank you to everyone in this room. Thank you to everyone that's praying for us literally around the world, Australia, Germany, Italy, Mexico, all over the United States. It's pretty awesome. Central America, we have an amazing system, amazing life, and I'm thankful. I do look forward to Matt's sermons, honestly, so. Thank you.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
Can't shut him up any other time, but now.
All right.
I guess I'll be the brave one that goes first. Oh, I forgot my phone. So as a teacher, I often am given the book, Oh, the Places You Will Go, to sign for students. And when I taught at St. Edmund, I often used the verse, Jeremiah 29:11, and it says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I was reminded when I was teaching class last Wednesday night or a few Wednesday nights ago that that verse is great, but the verse that comes next is just equally as important. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. So not only am I thankful for the family I grew up in, the family I'm now a part of, that I live with, the family of the church, but I'm grateful that I'm learning that when doors close, other doors open, and my plans aren't his plans, and I learn to follow those.
I'm thankful for Dad's beard.
Your mother is not.
I'm thankful for, what should I start with? I'm thankful for all the new technology that is going to come up in 2020.
What?
Because last month I read an article on nanotechnology that can help us in 2020 and beyond, help fight cancer and all that stuff. And so it can directly go to the problem and diagnose it. And I'm thankful for everyone here and will be here and basically everyone in the world.
Okay, you can end it off.
We're raising nothing but public speakers here. I am thankful for, she's not here, but Paige Matney, who speaks to me only when the Spirit moves her. For Lily, who still won't talk to me. For everybody who shows up on Wednesday nights and endures my class and pushes me and challenges me and doesn't just listen to me to, but questions and wants to learn. I'm grateful for everybody in this church. For everything you do for each other, for my family, for people who aren't even here, people who can't even help you, for what you do. And lastly, I'm thankful for my wife who continues to put up with me in spite of who I am. No.
I wasn't going to speak today either, but I just happened to open the bulletin, and it says, since 1853, the members of Bangor Liberty Friends Church have been gathering among loving family and friends to serve and impact our community. Impact, the word impact. There are many people that aren't here today since I became becoming to this church, since Reg and I got married, that have impacted my life dearly and a lot. And so I just want to say I'm thankful for our past members. They were very dedicated Christians. Thank you.
This time, are all hearts clear?